Holy s***. I can't believe what's going on. Fantastic. Thank you. As I said two podcasts ago, I noticed a Citroen restaurant up the block. I'm in the sprawly strip of car dealers and Olive Gardens and fast food, and I spotted this Citroen restaurant, which had very low probability, but I was drawn to it somehow. I came in, and the restaurant is full of Chinese, native-born, and immigrants. And the menu is this beautiful, beautiful array of real, serious Sichuan food. Now, you have to understand, I'm in Framingham, which is the boring suburb of Boston, which itself has no Chinese food. There's a Chinatown in Boston, but it sucks. And, like, I can't believe... The waitress just put down my plate of beef tendon, and I'm just looking at it. I haven't had time to eat it because I'm too busy talking to you. I don't have to eat it. I can smell it. I can see it. I can smell this restaurant. This is an incredibly great restaurant. Framingham, Massachusetts is the greatest city on earth, and nobody knows it. Everybody thinks it's boring sprawl. It's stuff you cut through on the turnpike as you go west from Boston. This is where people go wrong. The cracks is where the good food is, the places that you just gloss over, the places that nobody even thinks about. There's incredible treasure to be found. We sell ourselves out so easily. I'm carrying with me more gadgets than your average Navy SEAL. I can record visuals and audio and video, and I can write, and I have all these things available to me. And I'm smelling this. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. I'm smelling the smells in this restaurant. Oh my God, she just put down this plate of Don Don noodles, and I think I'm going to faint. I'm serious, I may actually faint. I forgot what I was talking about. I can't believe what's being served me here. Listen, I know the very best secret Sichuan places in New York. I follow chefs around. I have certain people I know about. I really know this cuisine. This is just going to blow away everything. I haven't taken a bite, but I can just tell. Oh yeah, that's what I was going to say, by smelling. The smell in this restaurant, I find myself reeling and just grabbing through gadgets. How can I record this smell? How can I convey this smell to you so you can know what I'm smelling here? And even that thought was interrupted by her placing the Don Don noodles in front of me, which have a smell unlike anything imaginable. Join me, if you will, as I take my first bites. I'm unwrapping my chopsticks. I can't believe I found this. This means... Look... You have to be from Boston to understand how unlikely this is. The tendon is miraculous. Moving over to the Don Don noodles. Oh. Oh, my. Oh. I'm covering my face with my hand. First of all, so people don't see me droning into this machine. But second of all, just because I'm on overload. I don't even know what to do with myself. Let me take some pictures quick before I finish it all. All right, I'm going to go snap some photos. We'll be back for a recap.